For years, Dan Clark has been the man in the middle of the Riders' offensive line. But the center has meant more to the team than just a steady presence out on the field.
A guy who's won Grey Cups, who is a total locker room guy. Morale's always up around him. He's always smiling. He's always laughing, joking around.
You know, he's the heart and soul of the team. And with, you know, 13 years experience, there's no guy like him.
And off the field, his impact was even bigger.
He's a big guy with a big heart. The winner of the Jake Goddard Veterans Affairs Award from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders is Dan Clark.
I've immersed myself not only with our platform, but I've built my platform. And that platform's allowed me to travel from the top of Saskatchewan to the bottom and everywhere in between. And I thank you. I thank every single person that has had the opportunity to get me there.
Well, he spent 13 seasons with his hometown team, winning a Grey Cup along the way. 2022 was a tough year for the veteran. With Clark missing most of the season with a broken leg, the Riders' pass protection struggled last year, with the team giving up a CFL-high 77 sacks.
As an offensive line, your job is to protect, and when you don't do that very well, that's when bad things happen. It's unfortunate, but you know what? The best part about it is I know every single lineman in this room is going to go look in the mirror and take everything that they put on film and see what they can do better at for next year.
But with his contract expiring, Clark still had that desire to continue playing.
I think my heart's in it. I still think I can play at a dominant force, especially given an off-season to work on my ankle. And then you think about it, I think I played pretty well on, you know, Saturday evening at my position. And I think the biggest thing is, you know what, maybe getting that future in here and being able to help guide that person and guide him into the light that he needs to be there, especially the guy like Logan Bandy. Hopefully we have that opportunity to work together, and I keep pushing him and striving him to be and see the things that I can see.
However, during the offseason, general manager Jeremy O'Day closed the door on the fan favorite returning.
You know, we're very open with Dan that we were going to pursue other offensive linemen in there. And I think there's still a conversation that we have to have with Dan, and just to let him know where we're at to coming out of free agency. But we were very open with him.
So for the first time in 13 years, the Riders will try to find their next starting center. That job will need to be won in training camp, though there does appear to be a favorite heading into it. On the first day of free agency, the Riders signed former Lions center Peter Godbert to a contract.
I like the vision of Jeremy O'Day and Kyle Carson. And I talked to Coach Dickinson as well, and just talked to the coaching staff, and also what it means to be a Saskatchewan Rough Rider. That meant a lot to me growing up in Toronto. I grew up a fan of the CFL, and it was very, very critical to me to come here, and you have the best fans in the CFL.
And he knows he has some big shoes to fill with the departure of Clark.
You know, I've heard great things about him being a leader as well. He's a very strong physical offensive lineman, and kind of just the physicality he brings. I can try and do that as well, and I will try and do that because he wasn't afraid, you know, to get dirty in the middle there. And he was a great player. He played with great technique. He was a great player for a long time. He's played in over 130 CFL games. So
now that training camp is here, the battle really begins for who will replace the imposing presence of Clark. Logan Bandy, who played center in Clark's absence last season, admits you do miss him out there.
He's a big presence, right? So as soon as you lose a presence like that, you're looking to fill it. We have a really good room, and guys are stepping up and into that leadership role, but you know, it's not the same without Dan there.
And with Godbert being brought in, Bandy will look to battle the veteran for that starting spot.
There's a battle every year. It doesn't matter who's in front of you or who's behind you. You got to be battling for a spot and then fill that role for the team. So it's pretty exciting to have, you know, something to shoot for.
While there is a big void out on the field that needs to be filled, Godbert isn't trying to be the next Dan Clark.
Dan Clark is a legend. You know, I'm not comparing myself to Dan Clark. I'm Peter Godbert, right? So I'm just not focusing on that. I'm just focusing on being myself and just working as hard as I can.
And after the disaster that was the Riders' pass protection last year, Godbert is ready to lead a group that isn't focusing on the past.
You know what, for us and for me personally, I just am focusing on day by day. We're not focused on the media. And last year was last year. It's a totally new year for us. So we kind of put all that behind us.
Next time on All or Nothing.
There's a new trio that's been brought in to relaunch the Riders' aerial attack.
And it's a touchdown, Montreal. What a play. Jake Winicky. It's Darrell Walker with the touchdown.
Touchdown, Sean Bain.
I feel like we are already really, really cool and really, really tight as a group.
I remember even seeing him last year when he was with Calgary, and I was like, man, who is this? No, he's going to have a special year.
All or Nothing. Tomorrow at 5:05 on The Green Zone.